Leftist Minnesota school board clerk wants dogs to PS on white corpses at Christian cemeteries. By Amy Furr on June 27, 2026. A leftist school board member in St. Paul, Minnesota, suggested Christian cemeteries should be turned into dog parks so the animals could pee on white corpses. The news coming as she faces charges regarding a mob that invaded a church in January during anti-ICE demonstrations. Officials in Minneapolis are preparing to close a dog park to protect so-called sacred land. And Chantal Allen, a co-founder of Black Lives Matter Twin Cities, shared her thoughts in a social media post, Alpha News reported Friday. "I don't get why we don't just make dog parks at white Christian cemeteries if white Christians are okay with it. This is a simple fix. Leave indigenous land sacred and piss on the white corpses," she wrote. The news article noted Allen is facing federal felony charges linked to the invasion of city's church in St. Paul when protesters stormed the building while members were worshiping, frightening adults and children. Video footage showed the chaos with leftists chanting "ICE out! ICE out! Your pastor's an ICE agent! Come join the black church! That's where you belong," one leftist told a man at the scene. Federal authorities later arrested Allen and another activist identified as Nekema Levy Armstrong, according to Breitbart News. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, said Allen was charged with conspiracy to deprive rights and shared a video of her after she was taken into custody. Armstrong and Allen have ties to leftist Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, who shared photos of a meeting with community leaders that included the pair on January 30. Following the church takeover, Minnesota State Representative Elliot Engen, Arlino Lakes, told Fox News most of the school boards in the Twin Cities area had turned into activist boards that no longer cared about serving the students and have engaged in political activism. "It's LGBTQ, and that sort of thing, and activism through the Minnesota Department of Education," he continued. "So much so that, you know, even in our state curriculum standards now we have comprehensive sex education, which is mandated from 3rd and 12th grade. You have ethnic studies, which is the equivalent of critical race theory, which is mandated in K-3 and above. You have queer theory and queer studies, which are now being mandated in high school. It is a constant push towards more ideological persuasions and activism." He described Allen as an activist who has been engaged in Twin Cities politics for quite some time. Asked what should happen now that Allen has been arrested, Engen answered bluntly, "Convicted, prosecuted, taken off the school board, never allowed within 500 yards of a school again," he said. "That'd be what sane societies do." As of Saturday afternoon, Allen was still listed as clerk on the St. Paul Public Schools Board of Education page.